Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, so bis Perik Tess, Mishnah Aleph, Hakoi, Sevili Ishtoi, someone writes to his wife, in a star, while she's still in Arusa, that when we are going to be fully married, after Nesuyin, after Chuppah, you should know Dinu Dvarim, Ainli Bin Chasayach. I have no legal claim, I have no Inyonim, I'm not going to argue with anything, I'm being Mevater. Even though there are certain Schusim that come to me, I'm not going to take it. What's he talking about? He's talking about her nichse malag. Now, once again, what's nichse malag? It's where she keeps what she brings into the marriage. He just has a right to eat the peiros. But it belongs to her. Okay, so what rights does a husband have in the wife's nichse malag if it belongs to her? And the answer is three things. Generally, three things. He eats the peiros, like we saw so many times in the previous Mishnayos. Peiros means any profit. He yarshins it. If she passes away, he inherits it. And the third thing is that if the woman sells or gives it away, b'matana, the husband can say, no, I'm sorry, I blocked the sale. I have a right to eat the peiros. You can't just sell it. That means you're also giving away my peiros. But this man volunteered. He wrote to his wife, dinu dvarim ein li b'chasayich. I'm a vater. I'm a vater on a schus that's going to come my way. And I'm telling you, you won't have any problem. There won't be a din Torah. I won't argue. I won't go around saying, you know, I'm supposed to have this and I didn't get it. No, no, I'm being mevater b'lev shel. Does this mean he can't eat the peiros, Dr. Mishnah? Hareza oichel peiros b'chayah. He does eat the peiros during her lifetime. Does this mean that if she dies before him, he doesn't yarshin her? No, v'imeisa yarsha. If she dies, he yarshins her. He never was mevater on his right to eat the peiros or on his right to yashna. Well, then, what was he mevater on? He was mevater on the right that he has to block a sale. So if she sells it or she gives it away, then the sale is going to remain intact. The husband can't stop it. We're at medayik his lashon. He said, Dinu dvarim ainli bin chasayich, in your nechasim. So first of all, he's being mevater dafka on the guf of the nechasim. In other words, I'm not going to stop you from selling it. But he's only mevater on the actual guf of the nechasim. He didn't say here that he won't eat the peiros. And we're also medayik from the fact, explains about Tanura, bin chasayich, in your nechasim, as long as they're yours. That means when she's alive. Not on the schus that he has after she passes away. Then it's no longer hers, technically. Now, normally, if I want to give something to you, there has to be a kinyan. Did you ever go with your father to sell your chametz to the Rav? So you're selling really your rights of selling the chametz to the Rav. So there's a kinyan. You may pick up the Rav's hat, the Rav's handkerchief, the Rav's pen. That's a kinyan chalipin. You get the Rav's pen, and he gets the right to sell your chametz. There are many other types of kinyan. So how does this work? He has a right to block her sale. There was no kinyan here. And the answer is, because it's at this sensitive time period, it's after he was Mekadesher, so it's clearly a schus coming his way, but it's before Nesuyan. He didn't actually get the schus yet. At this point, before it's his, he has a right to say, I'm not taking it. And you don't need a kinyan for that. Once it was his already, then the statement alone of Dinu Dvarim wouldn't be enough. Okay, so again. He writes to his wife, Dinu Dvarim ain li bin chasayich. And suddenly, comes to the peiros after he gets married. He's eating it. He's allowed to eat it. She dies, he's yarshining it. So why did he write this for? And the answer is, there's one schus that he's really giving away here. That is, shemachra v'nasna, if she sells it or gives it away, kayim, the sale is sustained. He can't block it. However, if he wrote her, again, while she's still in Arusa, before Nesuyin, he wrote her, Dinu Dvarim Ein Li Bin Chasayich, I have no legal claim, I'm going to have no arguments in regard to your Nechasim. But he adds over here, Ube Peiroseyan, and in their Peiros. Then the Din is Areza, Eina Eichel Peiros Bechiyah. Now you're giving away more. You're not just giving away your right to block her sale. You're also being mevater on your schus to eat the peiros, meaning any profit that comes from her nechse malah. But v'meisa yarsh, if she dies first, he still yarshens her. Because again, he still said, bin chasayich, in your nechasim, as long as they're yours. So in the first case, he was mevater, he gave up one of his three schusim. Again, what are his three schusim? To eat the pay rice, to yarshen after she dies, and to block her sale, or block her from giving it away. In the first case, where he just said, din udvarim einli bin chasayich, he was mevater only on one, on his right to block a sale or a gift. In this case, where he says, din udvarim einli bin chasayich ubepeiroi seyen, so now he's mevater on two out of his three schusim. She can sell it or give it away, and erezeh einoi oichel peiris b'chaya. And he also does not eat the peiris during her lifetime. But v'meisa yarsha, she dies first, he still yarshens her. He didn't give up that schus. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda says, even if he wrote to her, Dinu dvarim einli bin chasayich ubepeiroi sehen. Rabbi Yehuda holds, li'oilam oichel peirei peirois. He does have the schus of the peirois that come out of the peirois. Peirois that come out of the peirois? So here's how the Batanur explains it from the Gemara. She brings in land, right, in her Nechsei Muluk. There are peiros. Those peiros are peiros. You gave it away. But if the husband sold the peiros and bought with those peiros karka, and the new karka produces more peiros, that's called peire peiros. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though he said he's mevater on the peiros, but he wasn't mevater on the peiros of the peiros. So I don't understand something. If he was mevater on the peiros, what right did he have to take it and sell it? And the answer is she was okay with this. She said, you know what? The peiros are mine. You gave it away. You want to sell it and buy me karka with it? I'm fine with that. But when it comes to the peiros of the peiros, that he didn't give away. And Tana Kama says, no. He said he's giving away peiros. That means anything that comes out of this, whether it's peiros or peire peiros. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when would he not be able to eat even the peire peiros? So again, let's see the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda emeli oilam oichel peiri peiris. He could eat the peiri peiris. Again, that means she allows him to sell the peiris. He buys karka for her, and we're talking about the peiris of that karka. He can always eat the peiri peiris at sheyichdav la, unless he writes for her, dinu dvarim einli bin chasayach, I have no legal claim, or I'm not going to have any argument with you or nechasim, ube peiris seyen, Ube peri peri sein. He spells it all out. Ad oilam. Ad oilam means indefinitely. Because if he didn't say ad oilam, if he just said I'm mevater on the peris and the peri peris, so there's always the peri peri peris, right? There's always one more step. What if he sold the peris? She allows him to do so, like we explained. Peris come out of that karka that he bought. Then again, with her permission, he sells that, buys more karka, and now there are peris of the peris of the peris. So if he didn't say Adoylam, that would be his. But he said over here, no. Indefinitely. It doesn't make a difference how many times we do this. I totally remove myself from any issue with the parents. Okay. But whether it's according to the Tanakama or Rabbi Yehuda, and even if he says this extended Lashon of Ein Li bin Chasayach Ubepeir Sein Ubepeir Peir Sein Adoylam, he still was not Mevater on his right to Yashin, she dies first. But cause of love, he writes for her. Din advarim ainli bin chasayach. I have no legal claim. I have no arguments. I'm not going to say anything about your nechasim. Ube peirisayin. Or about the peirois. Ube peirisayin. And here he adds, bechayayach ube moisach. During your lifetime and after 120 when you pass away. Now he was mevater on everything. On all his three rights. Eina oichel peiros, doesn't eat the peiros, and that includes the peiri peiros. Bechayel, during her lifetime. He's mevater on his right to stop her from selling it. And here, he's even being mevater on his right to yarshen her, because he's saying, Bechayayach uvemoisech. B'shim Megamliel says, no. Even in this case, even when he clearly spells out Bechayayach ubemoisech, in Mesa, if she dies before him, Yerushena, he does Yarshin her. Because here it says Befedish in the Torah, that the husband Yarshins her. And you can't make a Tanai against something that it says Befeish in the Torah. It says V'yara Shaisa. From here we learn that the husband yarshins his wife. And therefore it won't work. It won't work to stop this. You can't make a Tanai against what the Torah says you do. If someone makes a Tanai on something that says Befeish in the Torah, Tanai batel. So Shimon Gamliel says, yes, no question, that's what he meant. He said he's giving away his right to Yashiner, but he can't. Zakta batanura. That really the Gemara discusses that this pasuk of a Yarashaisa is just an asmachta. Asmachta means that the whole thing that the husband yashins his wife is only midrabanan. But we base it on a pasuk. Still, says the batanura, the halacha is like Shimon Gamliel, that he can't give away this right to Yashiner, not because he's a mastal mashakasa b'toira, if it's not really Shel Torah, but the Chachamim asu lo chizik shel Torah. Even though it's midrabanan, but the Chachamim said we're going to apply the klalim of mina Torah to this. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah. A husband has three rights in the nichsei melug of his wife: to eat the pay rice, to block her sale or gift if she wants to give it away, because she can't take away his right of eating the pears. If you give away the gufakarka, he won't have any pears. And to Yashiner if she passes away first. If while she's in Arusa, before she's in Asur, he wrote to her, Din Advarim Ainli bin Chasayich, he gave away only one of the rights. And that is to block the sale of the gift. Because he's saying bin Chasayich, in the guf of the Nechasin. That's what I'm giving away. And only when it's yours, when you're alive, bin Chasayich. He holds on to the right of eating the peiros and to Yashiner. If he says, however, and he gives up the rights of eating the peiros during her lifetime, but he still yashins her, Rabbi Yehuda says he could eat the peiros, and that means that if she's okay with it, he sells the peiros and buys a karka, the peiros that comes out of that karka he can eat, unless he writes, ad oilam, then at one point he'll be able to eat the Paris of the Paris of the Paris. But if he says ad oilam, that means it doesn't make a difference how many times I take the Paris and buy karak and Paris come from those Paris. That's it. I have no right to any Paris. But he retains the right to Yashin after she dies. Unless he writes Dinu Dvarim Ainli Bechasayach, Ube Parisayan, Ube Pere Parisayan, Bechayach, Ube Maisach. Here he says, even after you pass away, now he's giving up his right to Yashiner. Shimon Gamliel says that's something he cannot give up, because the Torah says Beferish v'yarishaisa, and you cannot be a masnal mashakas of the Torah. Matanura told us, even though Lamaisa, the Gemara says it's not in a Torah, the pasuk is just in a smachta. That means we base it on a pasuk, but really it's a takana drabanan. But in this instance, the Rabbanan made their takana with the same chumra of shal Torah, and therefore he cannot give up this right of yashining her. And by the way, says the Batanur, the Yalach is also like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that unless stated otherwise, just by saying he's giving away the peiros, that does not mean that he's giving away the peiros of the peiros.